Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it's finally here. We get to indulge in some delicious foods soon. Maybe you started already. I've talked with at least one person who had Thanksgiving today, or I think it was yesterday maybe, and they're going to have leftovers on Thanksgiving. So, well, that's one way to do it. Maybe you could get to a couple parties that way. And if you're looking for something to bolster your spread tomorrow, I was informed that there are pies still that were not purchased. They're sitting out there. Don't get up now. Apparently there's one of each variety. So I was supposed to announce that and I forgot at the beginning of the service, but this works well. Delicious things are something to get excited about. They're good. They taste good. They are good. You could say they are goods. They are gifts from God. And so we enjoy it as we give thanks to God for his bountiful goodness and all that he's given us. But there are lots of different kinds of goods. One of them is food. On the same level, you could place other material gifts, like having a car or clothing, right? Those kinds of things. If you thought of everything that's good, you could sort of order those goods in a hierarchy, because some goods are better than other goods. So, for example, would you rather your children or people you care about have lots of dessert? It's a good thing. Or integrity. You have to say integrity, right? So there's an ordering there where, okay, it's good to have plenty of stuff. It's a good gift from God to have a nice home to live in or something like that, right? But if you're going to steal it, well, you've given up a higher good. You've sacrificed integrity. You sacrifice doing the right thing in order to get a, you could say, kind of lower order good. Right? So the goods are ordered. And you can't just pursue one kind without regard for the rest of them. Otherwise, bad things ensue. So then at the top of our pyramid, the top of our hierarchy of goods, what goes there? God, right? God goes at the top. Well, one way to think about the fall into sin is a reordering of those goods. Eve hears the serpent, and God is displaced as the highest good. And she decides to seek wisdom and eat of the fruit because it looks like it's good for eating. It wasn't quite an apple pie, but looked good, right? And so she subordinated God to the goods that she was choosing instead. Wisdom, it's a good thing. Why not just go for it? Because you gotta subordinate that good, gotta subordinate everything to God. This is what the Christian life is about. Really human life, right? But the Christian life is like, it's restored human life in Christ. Christ teaches us to subordinate other goods to God. That's why he's always flipping things upside down, right? Think of his Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the meek. Why is it all upside down? Well, it's because at the top has got to be God, no matter what. That's how we order goods. That's what the Israelites were learning out in the wilderness. God says, you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you. Because, well, he could have set them up in a palace or something like that. Right? Or just, why not just front load the promised land? Why make him wait for it? Why take him for 40 years through the wilderness? To humble you. Because humility is a higher good. Testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep the Lord God's commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger. Oh, well, that wasn't very nice of God, was it? You might say. Right? This Thanksgiving, as we sit around our tables and thank God for all the good things we have. Yeah, well, what if he's letting us hunger? Well, maybe it's to teach us. Maybe there's a good that you're wishing for now. Maybe it's something as basic and important as your health. Well, that's a good thing. How come God's not giving us good health? Well, then you could just take it a little bit farther and say, how come we all die? Why are we mortal? Of course, we could say it's because of sin. God's the one who declared mortality for humanity. Think about that for a second. Think about that. God said, if you eat of it, you shall surely die. Why are we mortal? Why does anything exist? It's because God spoke it into existence. God says the rules. Those are the rules. That's how it works. Before the flood, God says, my spirit will no longer contend with man. His days are going to number 120. He's like, I'm putting a cap on human life. A shorter cap. Well, why does he do that? Why did he kick Adam and Eve out of the garden and give them suffering? Why pain in childbirth? Why is it going to be hard to get food out of the ground? How come this world is full of thorns and all kinds of prickly nuisances that sometimes feel like more than nuisances that make life so difficult? Why? Well, here God is saying that all of this in the wilderness, all this testing, the hunger, and let you hunger, fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. He did it to subordinate lower goods to the highest good, that Israel might learn to listen to God before their stomachs, to listen to God before their impulse to complain or otherwise disobey God's word. And this is just what a good father does. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. Suffering, mortality, it's to teach us. God is teaching us to let go of the things that we might otherwise idolize. Paul says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. He's talking about giving thanks in all circumstances and doing without. He's talking about enduring suffering with faith in God. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now you're providing for me. Then he says, not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Him is Christ. Paul is just fine. He's thankful that they're providing for him. Okay, so it's not that we don't give thanks for the things that we've been given at Thanksgiving for those lower order blessings. But we give thanks without focusing on the blessings themselves as if they're the highest good. Like, oh, thankfully I have this, or this happened this year, and now I'm okay. Right? We kind of temper our thanks, rejoicing at those lower order gifts, and we rejoice more in God, His gracious creation of us, that he still takes care of us, and that He's promised us all things in Christ. We hold that the highest. And then we give thanks to God for the things that He showers on us, even though we don't deserve it. Right? Just in spite of our sin, in spite of our proclivity to turn away from Him or to forget about Him, right, or to not give thanks, He continues to take care of us and give us what we need. Thanksgiving, then, ultimately, if we're talking on the highest order of thanksgiving is to be turned toward God, to remember our mortality, like Psalm 90 says, teach me to number my days that I may gain a heart of wisdom, to remember that apart from God we are nothing, that we don't deserve any kind of standard of living. We set expectations based on our own circumstances. I have this kind of living situation. I'd like it to be a little bit better in 5 years. I have this kind of family plan, this kind of, right, whatever it is. We have expectations. But as soon as we start measuring expectations, well, it's actually all arbitrary, more than we realize. Right? So if I'm expecting certain kinds of blessings from God, what is somebody in Africa, you know, in some poor country expecting? And wait a second, as soon as we, like, their measurement is completely different from mine, but I'm all upset because I lost this. Right? Measuring is arbitrary. Take it right up to the top. Say, thank you, God, for creating me. I'm subservient to you. Do with me as you will, right? Give me wisdom and all the gifts of your Spirit. Give me those higher order goods that you want to give to me. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. In visiting some of our members who are going through difficulties, I've seen this. I've seen this attitude, not these words specifically spoken, but I've seen Christ strengthening His people in need, in difficulties, where a lot of what is comfortable or nice has been taken away. I've seen Christ strengthen His people, just like He strengthened Paul. Paul lost all kinds of things, right? He says, I was a Pharisee of Pharisees, right? Blameless according to the law. All these things I had, but I count them as loss for the sake of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord. It's because Christ has given us everything through His death and resurrection. He who had all things, right? He could lay claim on all of those pies out there and a lot of other things. He had equality with God, but He didn't count it a thing to be grasped. He humbled Himself, made Himself nothing for our sake. In an act of love that surpasses anything that this world has ever or will ever see, He did it for us, for you, each one of you, to forgive you, to give you life. You'd say, inner life, which is higher than just physical life in our hierarchy, to give you life and all of His gifts, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Fix your eyes on these things, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever, etc. He's given us all of this and the promise of all of this in the life to come. And so, come what may, we can give thanks to God in any and every circumstance. I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to be how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. May he strengthen our faith in him. May he continue to give us wisdom and all the gifts of the Spirit. May he continue to create in us clean hearts, full of his love, to look to Christ in whatever circumstance and give thanks to him. In Jesus' name, amen.